Well, there we are. I know I fooled you when I first played it. Isn't that good? It's Fallout. It's the new single from Tight Fit. They've been around. They've been back around, it would appear, for the last 11 or 12 years. And Steve Grant of Tight Fit is on the line. Steve, hi.
Hi. How are you? Hope, thank you so much for inviting me. It's great to be here.
Nice. Great to talk to you because, can we do a quick catch up? It's 40 years next year since the Lions. What have you been up to?
I know, it's all those years ago. It seems like yesterday, but 40 years, yeah, since Alone Sleeps Tonight and Fantasy Island and Secret Heart and all those other songs that we did. So a long time, very briefly. since leaving the group, I went back into theatre and did musical theatre and did travelling musicals that toured and worked in the West End. The last show I did in the West End was Miss Saigon in the 90s. And then I stopped doing musicals. I had some problems with my sight. I had something called CMV retinitis and I lost a lot of my sight. So I stopped doing theatre. And then the girls contacted me one day and said, we're doing some gigs. Would you like to come along and just see how it goes? And that was probably 11 years ago now. And so we started gigging then. And that's been what we've been doing probably for the last 10 or 11 years now. We made an album actually in 2016 that was more of a covers album, revisiting some of our old tracks. And then we had the opportunity to do some more recording, which is what we've just started doing now.
Fantastic. I mean, going back to those early days, were you sort of put together, the three of you, Denise and Julie?
Yeah.
So it's quite difficult, isn't it, when someone does it and says, here's some people I'd like. I know what I'm like when people tell me, here's people I'd like you to work with. But that's great that you have obviously built a great friendship over the years.
Yes, yeah. We've known each other for 40 years and we are a bit like family. It's weird because we didn't know each other. We were all with the same agency. So for theatre and singing and dancing work, we had the same agent, and the record company came to our agent and auditioned lots of people and we got the job. So we didn't know each other before that. So, you know, it was kind of a getting to know each other at first. And like I said, we've known each other for 40 years now, you know.
It's crazy. A long time. It is. It's crazy.
It is unbelievable all these years later that we are still here doing it and making records. If somebody had asked me 40 years ago, would you still be doing it? I'm like, no way.
And more to the point, as you say, not just living off past glory. You're not just going and you're not just rehashing, as you say, Fantasy Island and all that sort of stuff. This new music, yeah. This is a... I've said this to you before we started recording. Yeah, Steps have kind of done it. They tend to reinvent themselves every few years. And this sounds to me like you've done the same. Yeah. You've gone, hang on a minute, we've got a crowd who like us. What would we do that's modern, that would bring them and their kids and their grandkids, I hate to say it, but into the fold? And is that what happened with you?
That's very much what happened. It's kind of been a kind of organic journey where we've just kind of developed. We did another album, and then Energize came to us and said, look, we'd love to make an album with you, but with all new material. And we talked about it and said, we heard a couple of the tracks they wanted us to record, and we were like, oh my God, at this stage of our career to even get the opportunity to do this is such a privilege. And, you know, we love doing what we're doing. And why can't we make good pop music at this age and still go back in the studio and make some great records? So it's not about just doing all the old stuff, although we do that in the show. It's about developing new material as well, which is what we love doing. We love pop music, and you mentioned Steps. I love Steps. I absolutely love what they're doing now, and you know, they brought their fans with them, and I hope that the people that like us who like pop music will like our new stuff, because we're working with some great guys, Seventh Heaven, who are great producers, Matt Pop, who's a brilliant producer, and some great songwriters, and it's such a we're so grateful. It's a privilege to still be doing it now. So indeed. I couldn't be happier.
That's good to know. And when you approach people, and when people talk to you, of course. Now, Denise was married to Pete Waterman. So there's no swinging stuff past you, is she? You know how this game works. You know what makes a good single, because you've got those links back into someone who could churn out hits like there's no tomorrow.
Well, you know what it's about? At the end of the day, it's about having that good material. Mm. And if the material is good enough, then people will like it. And we heard this music and just thought, wow, these are great tracks. We cannot turn down this opportunity to do this. And like you say, you know, we've worked with lots of different people. I worked with Stock, Kick and Waterman on my own. I did a single with them. And Denise, like you say, was married to Pete, so and we saw how they worked and how amazing their careers have been, but anything that comes along, like I said, at this stage of our career is a plus. It's all a bonus now.
Well, I love it. I love it. It's got a really, well, for me, it's just got a lovely fresh feel to it. And as we head out of this lockdown, it's just the sort of music we need to cheer us up. I mean, fingers crossed we're going to get this. So let's just be clear. So we've got the new single out. You've got another single, then an album?
So, yes. Yeah, so we've finished the second single. I've actually just received it today. I'm going to have a listen in a minute. So we finished the second single. We've recorded about half the album.
Right.
So the album should be out, I would say, late spring next year, because we haven't even finished that yet. And we had to wait for lockdown to open up to get started on this, because we signed the deal when everything was closed down. So we had a little bit of a wait before we could get started, and we were all jabbed, you know, etc. So yeah, it's been a really weird thing that it's come along.
I can imagine.
We couldn't be happier.
Fantastic. And as you said, you know, with your own background for the past few years on the musical theatre, touring must be absolutely right high on your list. As you must want to get back out in front of those crowds again.
You know what? That's the most exciting thing. It's being out there with an audience and meeting people, meeting fans of the group. And we do lots of 80s nights, you know, with other people
sure.
who are... had hits around our kind of time and our age. So being a part of that group as well has been really fun, and working with other people who had hits in the 80s has been great fun, and doing those shows and doing the Butlins Weekenders, you know, the 80s Weekenders and all those things. One of the first things we did was London Pride in 2010, and there were 20,000 people in Trafalgar Square, and I was like, oh my God, that's can't believe it.
Just amazing.
So it's just been fantastic, and we love doing it. We like family, like I said. We have our ups and downs like families do, but we love each other, and we get through the difficult times helping each other. So that's been really, really, really a nice part of this.
Well, to me, this is just the best bit about it, because to hear you and to hear you talking the way you're talking today, and to know that you're together and you're doing music, you're doing what you love, and you're doing it as you say, as a family who've been together for so long. It's great, and these are great tunes. I can't wait to hear the album. Steve, it's for me to wish you a very Merry Christmas. Hopefully, we'll get to see you touring the UK next year. Looking forward to that album, but for the moment we'll just enjoy the single. Steve Grant, thank you so much indeed for coming on today.
Thank you so much for inviting me. It's been a pleasure.